She always approached each new person and each new experience the exact same way. Whenever we went to Spokane, my grandmother would talk to anybody, even the homeless people, even the homeless guys who were talking to invisible people. My grandmother would start talking to the invisible people too. Why would she do that? "Well," she said, "how can I be sure there aren't invisible people in the world? Scientists didn't believe in the mountain gorilla for hundreds of years, and now look. So if scientists can be wrong, then all of us can be wrong. I mean, what if all of those invisible people are scientists? Think about that one." So I thought about that one. After I decided to go to Reardon, I felt like an invisible mountain gorilla scientist. My grandmother was the only one who thought it was a 100% good idea. "Think of all the new people you're going to meet," she said. "That's the whole point of life, you know, to meet new people. I wish I could go with you. It's such an exciting idea." Of course, my grandmother had met thousands, tens of thousands of other Indians at powwows all over the country. Every powwow Indian knew her. Yep, my grandmother was powwow famous. Everybody loved her. She loved everybody. In fact, last week, she was walking back home from a mini powwow at the Spokane Tribal Community Center when she was struck and killed by a drunk driver. Yeah, you read that right. She didn't die right away. The reservation paramedics kept her alive long enough to get to the hospital in Spokane. But she died during emergency surgery. Massive internal injuries. At the hospital, my mother wept and wailed. She'd lost her mother. When anybody, no matter how old they are, loses a parent, I think it hurts the same as if you were only 5 years old, you know? I think all of us are always 5 years old in the presence and absence of our parents. My father was all quiet and serious with the surgeon, a big and handsome white guy. "Did she say anything before she died?" he asked. "Yes," the surgeon said. "She said, 'Forgive him.'" "Forgive him?" my father asked. I think she was referring to the drunk driver who killed her.